Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Is this how you're starting it?
I got nothing.
I got nothing, too.
I think it's 5:07.
Yeah, it is 5:07.
So that's you. We're on the road. Okay, Gatch is going to introduce this episode as soon as he takes another hit off the pipe.
The pipe. You wrote this shit.
I think this is a hip-hop beat made by Dutch.
Dutch brother.
Yeah. Dutch bros.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast podcast. Number 507? Was that what we decided?
I think so.
507.
Explain that for a second, would you?
507. 507.
It's our
I'm getting
seven.
Into a trance with this music.
I know. I'm trying to trance you out. We chose to do seasons on our podcast. A lot of people don't.
Oh, yeah.
So we're on episode 7 of our 5th season. Mm-hmm. 160-some episodes? I can't even believe we've gone this far.
But anybody just tuning in would think it's our 507th.
I know. That's what makes us seem cooler. Like when you look it up on TuneIn and Stitcher, it's all episode 507. They're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
500. They're more than Marin.
Yep.
What the fuck?
I'm one of your co-hosts, Dutch.
Dutch Gust.
Dutch Gust. Dude, yeah, that's my new wrestling name.
Ooh,
Dutch Gust.
You're a savage. And my name's Terry Guile. This is a TagCast podcast. We have driven up the freeway about 100 miles to Portland, and we are here to interview some funny people. First one being Patrick Thomas Perkins from the House of Merkins.
Hello.
Do you know what that is?
Those are the vagina toupees.
Yeah, pussy toupees. That's right. So we've decided that you should open a place that sells those.
I would, but they would be very like sad Merkins. Like they would like all of my vagina wigs would be like just stubbly wigs. Like it would more or less just be spirit gum and hope. Like
that
would be.
It'd just be like a little Velcro.
Yeah.
So you stick together.
It's kind of related. We were up on our way, and right off the highway, on the way here, you can see that big old carpet store.
Was it a rug store or a carpet store?
I think it was a rug store.
There's a big difference.
It's a rug store, yeah.
Well, I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, but how much business do you think a rug store gets?
Versus a carpet store, or just in general?
No, just in general. I mean, how can they even stay in business? You think you'd have to sell at least a couple rugs a day, right?
I'm stupid, but rugs are the things you put over the carpet.
That's
right?
What I said.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to double check. Because for a minute, I didn't want to be like, well, you know, you just buy the carpet and you put it in the one corner, and then everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with that kid? I don't want your rug.
No, well, I was confusing by saying carpet and rug as well.
Well, no, you were fine. Right?
You got poor people that have like cement floors like we have here. And then you got people that are like just at poverty level that have carpets. And then you got people that got enough money to put a rug over a carpet, which is kind of stupid.
That's not in the welcome mat section.
Exactly. Welcome mat, some do classify as a carpet.
I thought somebody just walked in named Matt and you were welcoming them.
So, yes, we are here in the Comedy House, as it's been dubbed. I won't reveal the location because everybody knows where it is anyway. But, you know, most of our listeners, over half of our listeners aren't even in Oregon. So we've reached 90 countries so far.
91, yeah.
91. That's most of a continent. I mean, not North America, but like a serious continent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where aren't we? We haven't got to the Stoner.
Iceland.
The Stoner Land. Netherlands. Where they have the cannabis cup.
Amsterdam?
Yeah. Nobody in Amsterdam.
We haven't been to Papua New Guinea.
Guinea.
Where rape is okay.
Mm-hmm.
We found out.
What? Like legally? Like there's like a like you have to thing?
Well, I think they rate people publicly for punishment or something.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, they do some weird backward stuff over there.
Is it like logical where it's like, hey, you killed somebody, now we're going to rape
them
in the town square? Or is it like
instead of like here we send them to prison to get raped, they just rape them in front of
I think recently they actually burned some witches. I think that's where they're at.
Okay, so really like... Not the good kind of rape.
No.
Yeah.
If there is such a thing.
There's not.
That will touch on the Portland Comics Board discussion on rape jokes and whether they're okay or not. Hmm. Is a rape joke okay for you, Dustin?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What if it was about your mom?
Raping my mom?
Yeah. Daniel Tosh, raping your mom.
It's only fine if it involves me.
Oh, see? Now he's got a sense of humor right there.
It's a weird thing because like I want to be angry and offended and like stand up for people and be like rape jokes are bad, but at the same time I'm like, you know, it's a joke. Like I don't think the person telling the joke is a rapist, so I'm pretty cool with it, you know.
Yeah.
Like if it turns out they're a rapist, then I'll be offended because that's, I mean, well then again, that's like very very honest material, I guess.
Yeah, like yeah. I think if you're gonna talk about rape, you should at least have been raped or raped somebody.
Ah, so that kind of angle.
I think Xander
said that
once.
Like, you can only joke about it.
If you haven't been raped before, then don't make rape jokes.
Yeah, like you can only say the N-word if you're, black.
Yeah.
You can only tell rape jokes if you've been raped.
I have a thing I don't tell people, but I am actually really scared that I'll be raped by a woman. Like, it's hard to explain to people, but I have, like, a legitimate fear that at some point, like, I'll be alone with a chick. She'll be like, no, we're doing this. And I'll be like... I don't want to, you know, and then they do it, and then I have to be, like, in the weird position of, like, I was raped, but not only will nobody believe me, if I come forward, people are just going to be like, he's covering his ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
After she covered it.
Yeah.
Would you imagine being raped by a woman, like, with a strap on, or, like...
No, seriously, like, I've had nightmares where I've woken up in, like, a cold sweat, where I've had dreams that women have assaulted me, and I'm like, I don't... It's a stupid fear to have,
because,
like...
You think there could be a ghost in your place that's like raping you?
There's just a desperately horny ghost, and it's just like the only way I can get off is to enter this dude's dream. And I don't care if he wants it or not. We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah, because so you'd have to be raped by a female, you'd have to be forcibly aroused.
Which can happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But if you're raped by a woman with a strap on, then there's waiting.
Have you never had that, sex? And like, have you never pissed off? Like, I've had, maybe it's just my relationship.
Just
with
when
my
I
wife.
Was 22 and she was 16, I was scared.
So you find the fear boner, the fear erection. You know, so I imagine that would happen. But also, like,
fear boner.
Yeah, I come pretty quickly, so I imagine it would be like it wouldn't be much of an effort to rape me as a chick, because it would just be like, okay, haha, he's done.
Yeah.
Well, this is weird. Now I'm just gonna punch him.
Now I'm gonna fuck him in the ass with a strap on.
Yeah.
Now we had a guy we used to work with, and he kept telling us that he was trying to get his girlfriend to let him do her in the ass, and he goes, yeah, she told me that I could, but she said that I had to let her fuck me with a strap on, and he's like, should I do it? And he was one of those guys that we kind of picked on without him knowing we were picking on him. So we're like, dude, totally. That would be awesome.
Everybody will do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So he comes to work and he's literally, walking a little funny. And he's like, hey, and we're like, did you do it? And he's like, yeah. And we're like, how was it? He goes, it was awesome at first. He goes, and then it sucked. So we're like, you didn't really do it, did you? And he's like, yeah, it hurt bad. Like, well, now you probably don't want to do her in the ass anymore, because you know it's probably not that fun for a girl. I mean, make it look fun on porn.
Was she smart enough to plan it out? So she's like, listen, we're going to – because I think if I was put in that kind of hostage situation, like I would be like, listen, we're both going to do this, but you're going first and then I'm doing – like either way, I'm fucking you in the ass.
Yeah.
So what you need to know is that I'm going at you with the thing I can feel and am physically connected to you as forcefully as the thing that you're going to me that you're acting out 8 years of aggression with.
Exactly. You know? And you can't feel a thing except for my screams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I hope he didn't get conned in that way, because that would just be terrible. He's like, oh, it was so bad I never did it to her.
He was an easily connable guy. So it's possible. I haven't seen him forever. I recently reconnected with him on Facebook just when he filmed my godson's house burning down a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Crispin, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend said, hey, I think another mutual friend filmed his house burning down. And I was like, whoa, he did. And then people are making fun of the firemen because they weren't hustling, but the house was fully engulfed. So what are you going to do? You know? I mean,
yeah.
Were you? Your godson. Like, how old is your godson?
He's three.
Three. Oh, okay.
So they weren't home when it happened. So he really doesn't get the full scope of it, which is cool. But he does know that his house burnt up, and actually, what he starts to say is, "Fireman burnt it out." I was like, "No, the fireman put it out." But he just had a birthday, so all of his presents burnt up and stuff.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
A bummer, but he's handling it well.
My kid, his house actually caught on fire a little while ago, and he lives with his mom's house. Yeah, and
it's like your kid has a house already.
Yeah,
he's doing well.
Child support's really helping him. But their house caught on fire, and he's had, other than that, like a pretty good life, because like his mom and I got divorced when he was really little, but then she found a dude like right away, and they actually settled down and were happy. Mm-hmm. So it's like he has a family, and then like a crazy uncle,
a good,
that he
stable
calls
atmosphere.
Yeah, and then me. And but
you
I'm
gotta
like,
have balance.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's really whiny. Like he'll complain about like I was telling you guys earlier, he got me Pokemon, and he'll complain that like his friends don't want to trade, or he has to make this one fight to let it evolve or something. And mm-hmm. I was like, dude, you have had a really good life. You have a Game Boy. That's something most kids don't have. You have the Pokemon game. You know, you have a mom and a dad who love you and an extra dad. And my wife doesn't hate you. You know, so you have a good life. And then he would just sat there. It was like a kid's timing. It was like, yeah, but dad, my house did catch on fire.
You're like, you win. Yeah. Sorry, hands down. But did it burn down or just burnt up a little bit?
Burnt up. I guess it fucked up like they had to live in a hotel for a while. And he was happy about it though, because he's like, we got to play in the indoor pool and crap. And there's
it's cool how kids can find the bright side of some tragedy like that, because they got the same thing. The Red Cross set him up with like 6 days in a motel and gave him a debit card with like $780 on it.
Oh, wow.
So if you ever donate to Red Cross, because a lot of those places, I don't know, I can't say they don't, but... Red Cross. Go Red Cross.
Is that an on scale thing? Like, cause that would be a vast improvement in my life.
Yeah.
Like my apartment may find itself on fire shortly.
Exactly. What you need to do is get yourself, cause she was already given her 30-day notice. She was about moving out in like 10 days. Mm-hmm. And, so you could do that, and then you'd already have a place to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Take out some renter's insurance real quick. And because she didn't have that.
Was there any foul play found? I mean, maybe it was the landlord. 30 days, I'm just going to burn that house.
Yeah, but
down.
The landlord lives right next door. Like, right next door. Like, there's only two houses on this piece of property.
Who could do it without getting seen?
Yeah, and they said it was a dryer fire, a closed dryer fire. But no one was there, and the dryer wasn't on. But they say that those lint traps will smolder for hours before they actually... Poof. But then how does a dryer burn? A dryer is made of metal.
Yeah, like, shouldn't it like be me. Like a self-contained unit?
You think it would just burn what's inside and eventually burn itself out.
Yeah, you just come home and are like, oh, well, it looks like we need a new fucking dryer, damn it.
Exactly. And the lady that was there before, like a half hour, she left a half hour before it burned down, there was a little bit of a drama between her and the lady that lived there, because the lady that didn't live there was supposed to have gotten that house, and then she didn't. So I threw up the thing. Well, she burned it down, obviously. She threw a cigarette butt in the lint trap and then said, later. Have fun with your house.
That's where I always put my cigarettes out at.
Yeah.
You just put it in there and you close it really quick, so you put the oxygen out.
Yeah.
But my clothes always smell like cigarette smoke after that.
That's the way it does it.
Butt tray.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing my laundry? I can't even get my wife to do my laundry, let alone anybody else. All right, so I don't
Can
know if
you hire people to do that?
Yeah. Wait, let me look around. Yeah, Mexicans. I had to make sure Chris Castles wasn't in the room. You know, he's half Mexican.
I am part Mexican on my stepmother's side.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's okay. I'm half Mexican from the waist down. Or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't know there was any castles in Mexico, though. Is there?
There's going to be
mostly just ruins.
There's going to be one in Texas.
Cocaine can buy you a lot of things in Mexico.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, I bet. What was that guy, George Jung? Johnny Depp from Blow? Didn't he have a castle in Mexico or something?
He had something.
A modern-day castle.
You know what really bothers me about that movie is that Ray Liotta, as they aged, his hair got grayer, but it never got any balder.
Some people don't bald, dude.
Ray Liotta will never bald, sir. Let's just accept that.
It's like George Clooney, dude. They're not balding. They're not going to ever bald.
Yeah, but I mean, but Ray Liotta's already partially balding, though, so that's why it never made any sense.
Does he use that that spray stuff that you spray on your hair to Maybe. Make it look like it's fuller. Do you think you're going to go bald? You know, baldness is
I don't think I'll go bald.
Hereditary from your mom's side of the family is what I've always heard. Yeah. My great-grandma had a bald spot, which is... I've only seen one other woman in my life, and she was my fourth-grade school teacher. And when you're, like, in fourth grade... Anything over 40 is like super old, you know, even like when they're 25, I think back now, my teachers were old. And then I look in my yearbook and I was like, man, that chick was like probably 25. And I thought she was some old maid.
I know. And then you remember when she was hitting on you back then
in the third grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get a Woody.
It was
except for my leg was wood at the time. I woke up with a piss boner when I was 3. And have you guys ever had a piss boner? You know what that is?
Is it a boner that you get when you have to pee so bad that you're? I've had that where
it usually happens when you're just waking up. Like you can call it morning wood, but usually it's. This is what my wife told me, and I found it to be true.
Science.
She said that like it's a natural reaction of your penis to keep you from pissing while you're sleeping. She's probably making it up because she's funny, too.
No, the two paths can't cross. The streams cannot cross.
I know. You try pissing in a girl while you're fucking her, it ain't going
to
happen.
The Germans have to take some kind of pill or something.
Do they?
The piss pill?
Yeah.
It's hard to pee with a boner without peeing all over everything, but...
You got to do that weird, like, angle thing where you're like, I don't know why I'm scooching my ass up for
a
radio
show. Or you can do the lob shot, too, where you, like a fountain.
I don't have faith in myself like that. I don't. It would just go all over the bathroom and it would just be like, she's going to be pissed.
You just got to blame it on the kid.
Yep.
Our kid's 3 and our godson, he's just started peeing standing up and he gets a little crazy with that thing sometimes. And when he pees outside, he always wants to pee on something. Besides the like a tree or a fence
he's got to have a target.
Yeah, he's just found out he has a toy forever between it. Like he doesn't.
I got
a
water gun.
Yeah, he doesn't know it can also be like your owner later too. But it's a fun toy to tell that.
And he's been potty trained for quite some time. And just the other day, he goes, "I got to go pee," and I go, "Okay, go," because he always goes by himself now. And then a couple minutes later. Hadn't heard anything, and I listen, and I hear him crying, Terry. And I go in there, and he's just pissed himself, and he couldn't get his pants unbuttoned. And he was trying to get them unbuttoned, and he was just standing there with his shoulders down, just crying with tears streaming down his face, piss dripping off his fucking pants. And I was like, it's okay, buddy. He's like, I couldn't get my pants down. And I was like, dude, it's okay. It was just an accident. And he was just like tore up from it. I was like,
dude, I did that drunk 2 weekends ago.
Yep. You should have pulled the old Adam Sandler. Peed your pants.
I did. I told him I didn't do that, but I said, dude, peeing your pants is cool. Everybody who's cool pees their pants. That's all.
What? He's going to keep that in the back of his mind.
I know. He's at that age where anything we tell him, like 2 weeks later, he'll say something I said, and I'll just go, you remember that? How do you remember that?
You're not supposed to.
Exactly. You're forming memories right now. It's like, I tried to think if I could remember when I was 3 and my dad told me, because I remember, this is kind of funny, my parents were pretty liberal or hippies or druggies or whatever you want to call them in the 70s, non-conservatives. So I said, how old was I the first time you guys got busted? Which is funny. And he's like, well, that was 1971, so you would have been 3. And I was like, I remember that. Not just remember the stories that I've been told, but I remember 3 cops coming in the front, 3 cops coming in the back. My dad's friend had... got arrested for something, and he said, well, Jim Guile has weed at his house, ounces and ounces of marijuana. And then he called us and said, I just flipped on you guys and the cops are coming to your house. So my dad hid everything, so we were cool. And then they found, I just remember the cops not letting us eat the brownies or the lemonade, drink the lemonade, because they were saying there could be drugs in them. And there wasn't. And I remember asking the babysitter, can I have some lemonade? They're like, no, the cops won't let you have lemonade. And I was like, Dumb cops. And they found 6 seeds on top of our piano. And the way my dad knows that I remember is like, I go, it was in that little ceramic thing that kind of looked like a ship and it had a little pocket in it. And he's like, that's exactly right. He goes, how do you remember that? I was like, I don't know, but how old was I? And he's like, 3. So I thought to myself, shit, that little dude is forming memories that he's going to remember now. So I can't be token out in front of him like... I mean, I hide it, but...
What you got to do is you got to form, like, the behavior... What you have to do is, like, form in his mind the association that it's okay. It's just Uncle Terry.
Yeah.
Like, if
he
sees other people doing it, it's bad. But, like, listen, it's Uncle Terry smokes. He goes in the bathroom, and the bathroom smells all happy.
Yeah.
And he leaves. It's fine.
Unfortunately, his mom is not the greatest judge of what to do, right? You know, so she's in some trouble here and there, and she's kind of taught him that cops are bad, which is a bummer because, you know, you don't want to think that. You don't want to have a kid growing up thinking that when they're three and by the time they get into preschool, they're like, pigs are bad. You're like, no.
Yeah.
You don't want a kid, like, rejecting. Like, you want the kid to reject authority, but you want them to come to it, like, when they have, like, puberty.
Exactly.
It's
naturally.
Yeah.
I try to tell them the cops will help you.
You know, speaking of the earliest memory thing, I was watching the Paranormal Witness show the other day.
Into that.
Which
and
that?
It's the this was Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Oh,
I guess
my wife
watching.
Watches that all the time.
And John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard was on there, and he was actually the second John Schneider. There was one before
was it
him.
A Schneider and a Snyder.
Well, no, it was a Schneider or whatever it is.
Wait, is that the Jaws dude?
No, that's
Roy Scheider.
Oh,
that was close.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Bo Duke.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or no, Luke.
He was
Duke.
Also on Weeds.
Luke.
He or
Luke Duke.
No, it's Bo.
Okay,
the blonde
Bo Duke.
One.
Yeah, the blonde one.
Not Superman's dad on Smallville.
No.
Not that one. Okay, the other one.
No. Yeah.
Okay,
that was Tom Wolpe.
But he was telling his mom about this memory that he had, and it wasn't his memory. It was, well, there had been another John Schneider that had been born and passed away, his brother.
Oh, wow.
Like, before he died.
Oh.
And he was telling his mom about this story from, like, when he was two or something. She said, that didn't happen to you. That's how your brother died. It was, like, some memory of climbing to a window looking for raisins, and his brother ended up, like, falling out the window after going after those raisinettes.
Damn.
So you do occasionally get a redo.
Yeah.
If it's out a window over raisins, God gives you a redo.
Exactly. And then you get to absorb some of those memories of your dead brother.
Yeah. Wow. I saw him at the state fair when he was a country singer.
Oh, cool.
Dude, Hootie's coming to Brownsville. Hootie from the Blowfish.
Really? Where are the Blowfish going off? Did he blow him off?
He blew him off. He did. Now he's a country star, just like the guy from Stained.
Oh, is that where I used to? I used to love the shit out of Stained. Like that used to be like little high school me.
Yeah.
Thought like, oh, okay, emo. Like it's angry and it's like really like I just want a sad
and a little bit accessible.
Yeah. But it's so like that was totally my thing, and I was really into it. And then like there came an album where he's like happy.
Yeah.
And things are better.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck that
you're
guy.
You're gross now.
Fuck him.
You're supposed to, now he's a country singer, so really fuck him.
Ah, oh, asshole.
I don't know if you guys are like this. I know Dustin kind of is. I like pretty much every kind of music there is except country. I mean,
I don't like modern country. I know it's
old school country.
Yeah, cool.
I like the
country.
Willie and the Waylon and that kind of shit.
Johnny.
Hank.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck. He had one song, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he have anything else?
Did
he get a pay? And he got a big paycheck for that too.
Yeah,
he?
I can't remember which one it is.
Take this job and shove it. Duh! How could you not remember that?
And he had that other one. I just got a new job. The one he wrote right afterwards.
Dude, that
no
that
one
was
cared
a
about
flop.
That one.
No, it was. It was a flop. It was just like when Danzig came out with Father.
No, we just recently found out that the song Mother is about Tipper Gore.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We were talking on our other. What is it? Podcast? Oh, the Zappa Tag Cast, where we review all the Frank Zappa albums. And we got to the one Frank Zappa meets the Mothers of Prevention, and it had like some clips from the trials where they went
the
with
PMRC back then. And
then it's talking about songs that were inspired by it, and now I listen to the words, and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But I first heard the song while I saw the black and white video where he's like cutting a chicken up or something and spreading the blood on some chick. Chicken. Is that working?
I don't know. I was getting a signal.
All right. Cool. Hopefully that all recorded. No, but before we get any further here,
signal, so.
I got some questions here for our guest because I like to do that. But do you have any normal questions for our guest? He doesn't.
Normal?
Well, he has a set.
Yeah, I already asked the one about the carpets.
Oh, okay.
I mean the rugs.
Okay. Well, there's another one that you used to ask every guest. It's kind of a
tradition. If you want.
You ought to because.
All right. Well, have you ever owned a horse?
I've ridden one, but I have not owned one.
All right, well, that answers my second question, but no, I'm asking you if you ever owned one.
No, I have not.
All right, and so you have ridden one.
I have.
All right, have you ever seen a horse?
I know what they look like.
All right,
I have several Pokemon.
Have you ever rode a sawhorse?
No.
Have you ever owned a sawhorse?
Is that, that's a gymnastic thing, right?
No, it's a workbench type thing.
Oh.
A sawhorse.
I know you can't see me, but like over the sound of this, but even the sound of my voice should say no.
Oh. All right. Have you ever owned sea monkeys?
Seahorse. You ever owned a seahorse?
No.
See, he's got a lot of no's. That's
good. I got a lot of, I'm sorry.
All right.
That's okay. And so we got an old Sad Sack comic we're going to try to order some sea monkeys out of because they said they'll do a real circus for us.
Yeah.
Sea monkey circus. And you've probably seen the South Park with about the sea monkeys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you seen that one?
Like not in a while. I remember it.
See, when I was a kid, sea monkeys were a thing, and you would order them, and it just like, brine shit.
Yeah, you just put them in there, and they flow around. And you're like, oh, I've got. It's like an ant farm where you're like, oh, I've got a thing that
right.
I'll forget about.
Well, what's with the ant farm though? I've never had one.
I never got one, but I always felt like it would be rude. Like
does it come with its own ants?
I would assume we had a lot of ants growing up, so I guess I just assume we didn't need a farm. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Just
our
to
house
have,
was our ant
just
farm.
Just to have a wall of an ant farm, right?
That'd be kind of neat. Yeah.
Or just like a wall that's like 2 inches thick aquarium.
What?
So the fish can barely turn. They can't turn around, but they can just.
What I would
swim
want,
one way.
What I would want is a termite thing, so I could just be like, "Of course there are termites in the wall."
Oh, nice!
And then you
point
to it, and then people are like, "What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Why did he waste all of the money for this lame bun?" And then, I feel good about myself because I did that.
And it's not going to last very long because the termites are going to eat it all up for too long. But what do ants farm on an ant farm? Do you think are they planting shit, or are they just moving dirt around, or what are they doing?
It's really it's farm in the way that China has work farms. When you
just put
those are the bad ants.
A large concentration of people in one area and just make them move around all the time.
Yeah,
you can't go out though.
Yeah, I never understood. I mean, do you put food in there?
I think they. I don't know what they
do. Does it come with ant food? Does it come with its own ants?
Well, I always assume
you already
asked ants.
I think it comes with some, but you probably when you're a kid
you have to rehydrate them.
Maybe
add
you just
water.
Drop breadcrumbs that are too big for them to carry, so they have to get like two or three of them to carry it down. To
maybe.
The I don't know. I was watching some stupid cartoon. Actually, it's one of the best cartoons I watch. It's called Oscar's Oasis. No dialogue whatsoever, and it's loosely based, I think, a ripoff of a Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this little lizard, and he's always looking for something to drink. But I don't even know what I was going to say. Because I got kind of stoned off that bowl we smoked. I got to get to these questions or I'll forget.
Okay.
So questions for Pat. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy? Like, in years?
In years? Like,
or in days, whatever.
I started open micing like 3 years ago, but it's only been in like the last year that I've tried to figure out what to do besides that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I wasn't sure. That's about the same as me. And what caused you to do that the first time? Like to go on stage, bare your soul?
It was weird. Like, I've always
drunk.
Yeah, it was April 20th, so not quite drunk.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But it was a weird thing. I've been married twice, and the first time I really wanted to go do it, but I had like a kid, and I was working two jobs, and I was like, oh, I'll get to it someday, and I'd start writing what I was calling jokes, you know.
Right.
I'd start writing them out, and then my ex-wife, like, she'd be really like, well, it's just going to cost you a lot of money, and you shouldn't go, and you should just give up, and I'm like, well, fuck, I can't, I got to take, like, kid. You
divorce.
Know? Yeah. No. So, well, no, we got a divorce eventually. But like it just kind of turned me off to the whole thing because I was like, oh, I don't want my friends to laugh at me at the things I call jokes because I'll laugh at their shit, but they're stupid, you know. And then I just forgot about it. And then my current wife found like a notebook I had, and she's like, what the crap is this? It's not like it's not your usual whiny shit. What is this? And I was like, oh, I'd try to write jokes now and again. And she was like, you should go try it. And I was too scared to. I didn't want to go. Utterly unprepared, so I spent about a year straight just doing nothing but listening to comedy and watching it on stage and stuff, and like basically just studying.
Yeah,
but not just so when I showed up, I didn't feel like a complete outsider.
Right, you're just like,
what
do I do?
Yeah,
yeah.
Turns
training.
Out. Yeah, it didn't do me any good. Like I just saw a bunch of people say jokes.
Well, I'm sure it kind of helped you, like, you know, just think about like joke writing. Like that, you know, but nothing can compare to experience. Though.
No,
I don't
nothing
think
can.
So.
I mostly just learned that a lot of people are funny and I might not stand a chance. And it was like, fuck it, I'll try anyhow. And then I'd finally just basically worked up enough weed on a Tuesday night and went to Suki's and did like 3 minutes. Yeah. The only thing I remember from that first set was I said I'm used to doing this stoned in front of my dog and cats. But I put on clothes, so this is a good start, or something like that. I only met two people, like, besides the host also. It's weird to me because I met two people. One was, the dude who just won the funniest thing competition, Shane Torres.
Oh, okay.
And all he said was like, oh, thanks for coming. Like, I liked his joke or something, and he said that. And I asked him about being Native American because I thought he was serious, and he was like, no. And I was like, okay.
I'm a comedian, you idiot.
Yeah. And then that was basically it, and he left. And then the rest of the night, like, Marcus Gibson just followed me around. And
so did you know him before that?
No, I didn't. Okay, he was just this dude who said he was a comic and kept following me around. And I'm like, okay.
I'd always wondered, because of the interactions on the comic board, what your guys' history or whatever, or lack thereof.
I'll do my best to fill you in on all of the history I know of anybody. It won't be accurate, but I'll do my best.
Well, I just meant the history between you and Marcus, because I've only met Marcus once, and I've seen all of his posts that are just...
He's like this crazy kid. He's like this little Asperger-y crazy kid, and I feel bad because that's exactly how I feel I am, is how he acts, I guess. So I'm like, I don't, like, I still want love and people, like, you're trying to be nice to me. I want that. So I'm like, I do that with him. That's about it. And he's still like an Asperger. He's weird. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So I've just seen all the weird things and how he posts crazy rants. And then, like, I saw one thing where he tried to post some anonymous thing on another Portland Mercury page, but his writing is so just Marcus that everybody's like, nice try, Marcus.
He's for the people who don't know, he's a comic here in Portland, and he's got I think some good material when he focuses on it.
Some of his stuff was funny,
but
for sure.
he's just a spastic kid at the same time. And he
trying to grow up.
Yeah, we all are. So I identify with that. But like you said, he's got this, like, he never spells end right. I've more or less known him like 3 years, and I've never seen him spell A-N-D right once.
Oh, isn't it A-N?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, sorry. So he'll put like A-M-D or A-M-B or something like that, and you're like, how have you not done this correctly in 3 years?
Wow.
Then I realized,
I thought you meant you would just type it like E-N-D or something. Yeah.
I've done that.
A-N-D, A-B, A-M-D.
My spelling gets worse as I get older, and I was once a spelling champion in grade school. So I don't know what that means, but...
What was the word?
You know, but now I type, and it's like I'll be typing words, and I'll type, like, if you know and know, you know, an obvious difference, and I'll type it, and it won't even occur to me that I typed the right or the wrong one.
Oh.
And it's like I don't even register it in my mind anymore. So I'm at that point in my life.
But then you have the thing where you reread it and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah. What? And I was like, why would I even type that?
Yeah.
I have a hard time with then, because I just pronounce them the same. So I'm like, it should be spelled the same. It's fine. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Or there, and there.
Or effect and effect.
Yeah, the list goes on. Presonus or presonus.
Mm-hmm.
I spell stupid M-O-O-N.
Eh. Moon! Hey, yesterday, well, this episode will be coming out tomorrow, so yesterday, Sunday, supposed to be the biggest moon ever, and it's cloudy, so we can't see it.
Fuck.
And we're going to be going down.
I didn't even know it was growing, though.
Oh, it gets bigger every year.
What?
Yeah, that's why Easter's heading backwards towards Christmas now. Pretty soon, Easter and Christmas are just going to be on the same day.
Which was what Jesus wanted all along.
That's when it all goes down.
I'm
going to
raise from the dead on my birthday, which wasn't even my birthday because the Bible's a lie. Wait, did I say that out loud?
I was just with some religious family.
All right.
And it's
congratulations.
Weird. It's just weird because they were like telling me about the literal translation of the Bible, and I'm like, I can't even talk at that point to them. Like, I just have to sit there and just nod my head because I'm like, the first thing that will come out of my mouth will be like science or evolution or something that'll make them feel that same way.
Or how do you know what the writer was literally meaning?
Right.
all of Jesus, all, okay, the thing is the first four books of the Bible are basically like some hipster shit. Because it's just these four guys who are like, I knew Jesus back before he was Jesus. You know, so like, mm-hmm. I know the legitimate Jesus.
Exactly.
Here's your story.
Way before he was even cool.
Yep. All you posers.
Yeah. Follow him now. No, I don't know. Religion is crazy. I don't even... My dad was a preacher when I was growing up, so, and they used to take me to like revivals and have them pray for my leg to grow out. And then the reason that it didn't is because I didn't have enough faith. So it's a little damaging, you know.
Yeah.
And then I grow up and I'm thinking, man, I just got to believe harder. And then I'm telling my friends, God's going to grow my leg out. And they're like, are you fucking crazy, dude? I'm like, I'm really stoned, but my dad really convinced me this is going to happen. Like, it was weird. I don't know why people, I don't know.
It's always weird when you want to, like, you want to pray a problem. Like you're like, if this guy can pray alcoholism away, why can't I pray my leg back?
Exactly.
Why doesn't that work?
Well, there were people at these meetings that were claiming that God was, like, filling their cavities with, with fillings with a little cross in it. And, they'd sit down and put their legs out on a chair and one was longer than the other. And then the guy would pray for it and he'd pull it out and grow out.
You just pull his shoe a little bit off his
foot. Just kind of. Nudging your hip a little bit, you know, just a little twist and your foot grows out. But
I recently read that it takes once you perform two miracles, you're eligible to become a saint. It takes two miracles. One isn't enough to be eligible for sainthood.
Now, who decides whether it is a genuine miracle or not?
I do believe it would probably be the Pope.
Or like he probably delegates that to a dude. He's like, I don't like
it's
listen.
Probably the Catholic Church.
It's just a first miracle. I don't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. You go check it. Like the Pope just checks the second miracle.
See, now I just read that the Harley Davidson Corporation just gave the Pope a Harley.
Why tithing? Like
I don't know. What like just to get their name out there to the Catholic community, but.
That's weird.
That would have helped Jesus out a lot.
They can build like a thing around it. It'd be like the Pope Mobile on a Harley. It'd be all blah 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 blah. Hey,
he doesn't even ride around in the Pope Mobile, doesn't he? He like refused to wear the Pope shoes. He chose to wear cheap loafers instead or whatever.
Ooh, so we got like we might have gotten Pope Teresa or something.
Oh yeah,
might have gotten like what Jesus meant. That'll be nice,
Pope Teresa. Oh yeah. Okay. So I got a couple more questions. No problem there. What was your? This is funny. What? Not funny, but kind of strange. I don't know. Since you've only been doing comedy kind of seriously for a year or so, you might not have one, but everybody does. What was your all-time favorite moment, like on stage, most rewarding, and one of those things like this is why I do this. I finally like maybe opening for someone or
yeah. And I've never had a rewarding moment. No.
Making someone laugh that you respected or something like that.
I always like all that. You know, I don't know. It's weird because I've had a couple of like moments that should have been awesome, but I'm me, so I'm just so filled with like dread or doubt or shame.
Yeah.
Like I've had like Lonnie had a comedy competition and I got second and
ooh
and even as I got it, like it was just this monthly thing that he's been doing.
Right, I heard about.
And even as I did it, I was like, I probably should have just walked away sooner. Like it was like a by applause thing. I was like, I'm probably just here on a like somebody's gonna tell me and like nobody said anything, so I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't do shitty. Maybe.
Yeah.
I
get that from you, and I haven't really known you that long. I met you once at the Cannabis Cafe and once at the Ash Street Saloon. I mean, we've been friends on Facebook, but I get that from you. You're a little bit low on the self-esteem.
A little bit.
You check your dipstick. Low. You're at least a court low on self-esteem.
A little bit. Okay, I think actually I think about it. I had a cool moment where I have a joke I like a lot about rape.
Yeah,
where I just the whole point of the joke is that if you want to learn to laugh at it, just picture it happening to me, and then yeah, you can have my permission to laugh at it. It's just me that it's whatever.
Yeah,
and I had a lady come up to me, like who didn't even see my comedy, but her husband had seen it, and he had told her, and she was like, "The fact that you did that joke was like that's kind of nice. Like you, that was funny, and you didn't make it about anybody." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then I was immediately like, "She's probably just lying to me. Like she probably like she just wanted to see what asshole came up with that stupid thing." So yeah, I'm seeing the self-esteem still a little low. Yeah,
right on. Well, that's cool. We'll work on that, or you work on that.
But, I'll try to.
I wonder if this has anything to do with it. My next question, do you really like everything as much as your Facebook account implies?
Actually, yeah. Okay.
You like everything, always.
I don't
if you could like something twice.
Sometimes I worry about you if you don't like one of my comments.
Oh, he told me, he goes, PTP hasn't liked any of my things for like 3 days. I think he's pissed at me.
No, I just don't see it. And I imagine this is a little bit what God feels like, and that it's just like there's so much to like, so much to take care of. I can't get to it all.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I like that.
It's okay. I'll like just about. I like a lot on the of my friends' comments because a lot of my friends are comedians, like you guys are, like boomer.
Sure.
And if it's funny or if I get like, that was with that. I like that, you know. And I like when people comment on shit I say because you know I'm a narcissist.
Yeah.
And then
I think we all
it's kind of weird when you put a thought out there. And then no one on it, right?
Yeah. And then I like my own shit when I'm drunk, like, and I don't realize
any better. Joke's not that bad.
I have a lot of that. But I also have a thing where, like, I just I have a whole set of rules in my head about how you like things, and I've never explained them to people where it's like, I like if you said a dickish comment at exactly the right time in a feed.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Right, yeah.
You know, I like when you're mean to somebody, but you do it in a way that's educational.
Yeah. Like they're going to learn something.
Yeah. Or you're trying to teach them. You might be a condescending prick, but you're a superhero condescending
prick.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're going to come away from that with something that they'll, hopefully keep with them.
I do hate a lot of racist comments, so I wish there was a dislike button or something.
That'd
like
that. Be cool if there was a hate button.
Because I, like, or just like just the thumbs down thing is fine.
Yeah.
I don't even need a word.
Yeah,
just
one thumb down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some posts that are kind of questionable where someone says, like, my grandpa died and I'm feeling sad, but things are looking up, and then someone will like it.
Yeah.
And they're like, you like that his grandpa died? Or no, I like the fact that he's feeling better and that he's looking up. And
They need a half and half button, the swirl button.
It's like one thumb down and one thumb up swirled together.
It's like I like part of that post, but part of it I don't.
There's also a thing for me where it's like I feel annoying. Obviously, everything I do, like I feel like this, like my job here has just been to interrupt your conversation.
Oh, that's what we bring people on for sure.
And, I also feel that way if I comment on someone's posts, you know, if I'm like, oh, that was really funny. Like, I feel like I'm just wasting their time.
You're just butting in.
Yeah, when they're, like, maybe they're legitimate fans or they're real friends who want to talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the other use for the like button is to be like,
oh, yeah.
Listen, just so you know, I care about what you said. I don't know how to respond without feeling
kind of a way of saying, I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw that. Because it doesn't.
Acknowledged. Funny.
Because the personal messages say, like, seen at 1:13 a.m.
Remember when that came in? It was like Stalker Supreme.
I know.
Like, before you had to, you know, you couldn't tell whether somebody read your messages.
Yeah.
And now sometimes you have to go through and you're like, do I want them to see that I've seen their message?
That's why I like the preview thing, because you can at least read
four or five words.
Yeah, you're like, well, this doesn't seem urgent, and it's just my mom.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't click into Facebook, or I didn't see the notification. And
Mom, I am such a busy comedian. I just get so many messages.
Yours must have got knocked to the bottom, because I've got a priority thing for all of my paying.
I haven't used that line yet. Yeah. That's a good one. She's not going to listen to this.
Say I just came up with a new software that bumps all my really important messages. Not that you're not important, Mom. Love you. But
can I borrow $20?
Yeah, exactly. You're more important to me now. I think that's about it. I guess I had one more, which I know you've probably lived in this area most of your life. Have you lived in Portland all your
life? More or less, yeah. I was born here, moved to Sacramento until I was like 8, like a little bit after I was born, and then came back up here when I was 8. So.
Right on. Because I was going to say, like, you know, you're in Portland, you're living here, you're doing comedy. Why Portland?
I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
No, I do like it, though. Like, I think Portland is kind of cool because, like, I've been to Sacramento once in a while. I've been down to Eugene once in a while. And I've been up to Seattle a few times. And out of all of those, the thing I like the most about Portland is that it doesn't feel right. You know, like when you go.
You like that?
Yeah. Like when you go to Seattle.
You like that?
When you go to Seattle, you feel like you're in a legitimate city.
Oh,
you know, and you feel like there's suburbs. You come up here and you feel like you're in just like this overpopulated town that's just connected, that's pretty close to these other kind of overly populated towns. You know,
it kind of almost feels like just four little square towns in one town, right?
Yeah.
Because you got the northeast and the southeast, and they're all pretty distinctive kind of neighborhoods.
Yeah. You've got like where Portlandia goes, and then where Grimm looks like we live, and then the rest of Portland.
And 2,500 suburbs. I don't even know all the little towns everywhere. And
have you ever been to the Burger King downtown?
The one that used to be like the one that was like closed down near where all the homeless people. There used to be one downtown, and I remember everyone told me that's where cops busted you.
Oh,
like that was where you. I think what happened was like one dude in my high school got busted selling weed there or whatever, you know. Mm. And then he just told everyone that's where it is. And then supposedly after it shut down, that's where they would take people to be booked or something. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah, like secret police. I don't know. My
book them and give them a whopper. Come on, we got to go.
Yeah, slap a whopper on the back.
Is that the one that
hand.
You said you read was haunted?
It was haunted by an unknown entity.
Now, I am a non-believer so far in, like, ghosts and, like, spirits and shit like that. So the last few episodes have been throwing it out to anybody who knows where there's a fairly local place that's haunted. I'm going to go there and stay the night and see if the ghosts will fuck with me because I don't believe that they're real.
One of the McMinimans is supposed to be haunted here in town.
I heard the Lotus Club. There's something in the basement that is so scary to employees that they won't even talk about it. Which I don't know if I believe. There's got to be someone you would think would be like, I'll tell it.
Who do you think invented the wavering ghost voice? Because that's not scary. Ooh. That's not scary to me at all.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, no.
Vincent Price.
Oh. That was just him coming down.
Yeah. I hit my head.
So, yeah, we asked Boomer, and we asked a few other people, and I guess we're asking you. You don't know of any, like, majorly well-known haunted places that are supposed to be, like...
I think, off the top of my head, there's a few. Like, I know there's a cemetery that's supposed to be off of... crap, what the fuck is that? Cuss, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sandy and, like, 102nd, I think it is. There's a little patch of ground that's a cemetery, and they... Yeah, sorry. Okay, so I'm just trying to remember
my
just digging through the mental files.
Yeah.
So here's the deal: Chuck Palahniuk, dude who wrote Fight Club, wrote a book called "Fugitives and Refugees," and one of the chapters in it is parts of Portland that are supposed to be haunted.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remembered the high school I went to is Park Rose High School. It's just up 122nd. Across the street from it is a Kmart. Supposedly, when they put that there, they moved all the graves and shit over to this little island in the traffic island, you know, so like traffic going both ways on like Sandy and 102nd-ish. And so apparently the employees at that Target in particular have seen some weird shit, and people will supposedly see shit when they're driving by it at night. But it's also like it's right by a bunch of homeless places to hang out, you know.
Yeah.
It's also like it's high school area, so there's always like some stoned kid wandering. So I don't know the accuracy of it, but I remember that. And like the Shanghai tunnels are supposed to be haunted, and a couple of the McMenamin's restaurant type places. Yeah,
yeah, we're looking into it now that we've taken our shit mobile once in a while, and we got the old camper. We're gonna go try to find some ghosts.
All right. There's a couple of places in town. There's like do you remember the one Brady worked with?
Brady
Ecker was a comedian who passed a little while ago. Okay. He had a heart attack and he used to be involved with a paranormal investigation group. I can probably point him out to you on Facebook.
Right on.
Okay, I heard another place I read about in Portland that was haunted is Comedy Sports Club.
I don't know
the comedy sports.
That would make sense if it's like an improv and
yeah.
There's always ghosts in those places.
Mm-hmm. They keep hearing a woo.
It's just them rooting on their favorite team, right?
Yeah.
Go Raiders!
No, it's the Ruse. It's Kangaroos. Woo!
Knock it off! All right, I'm going to get to this before I forget. Here's a segment we do
okay.
every week.
Can we got sidetracked, but what's in Hans's CD player?
We got a friend named Hans.
What's in Hans?
And we always tell people what he's listening to.
What's in Hans's?
He's in. He was in a band with me, and
we're gonna find out.
I think he's gonna be in it again.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans here. What's Al doing here?
We're gonna find out right now.
And he's always listening to something that I've never heard of. Today, usually Monday, he's always listening to something I've never heard of. I've heard of this band, but I've never listened to him before. See if I can find the text message. I'm looking at my wrong device.
Okay.
He's listening to Samoth Race. You ever heard of those guys?
I have not. It sounds like my favorite Pokemon, though. It sounds like a water steel type, maybe. Are you, just making it up.
Are Samoth you sure it's race. Not a Samath Race?
Samoth Race.
Samoth Race?
I think it's Samoth.
Samothrace?
Samoth.
I don't know, but they play Portland quite a bit. I've seen them play with a few of my friends' band. He's listening to a CD called Reverence to Stone. And then we usually ask our guest what kind of music or what was the last thing you actually chose to listen to. A lot of people say, oh, my iPod's on shuffle, so I'm listening to all kinds of different stuff, but
this is awkward as shit.
It's okay, we like to do that.
I have my iPod is on shuffle, but I have a playlist of I have three playlists. I have one that's just the Pat songs, which is anything to listen to.
Right.
I have what I call the warm-up playlist, which is what I'll listen to if I, like, okay, we've got a big thing tonight, I need to stay focused, I need to get some energy me listen to that, and then I have what I call the fastest warm-up, which right now is Ludacris, Run Bitch, Get Out the Way.
All right.
Followed by I think it's Tool's Jombie, followed by the Linkin Park and Jay-Z crossover 99 Problems, and I think it's like Faint, followed by Tech N9ne's Jelly Sickle. And then I think it's...
You have a great memory.
It's only like five songs. I think there's one like Back Against the Wall or something like that. Like Lana Del Rey, Off to the Races. That's
awesome. So would you say you have a favorite music genre? You like rap and hip-hop? Or
I don't know. I like stuff that sounds good when I'm stoned.
Right, exactly.
Right on.
That's like I say, I like so many different kinds of music. I mean, I'm pretty much a metalhead at heart, but I'll listen to anything except for like...
I have a thing for pop love song. Like, I'm a really miserable guy, but I love things like romantic comedies and like pop. Like, I love Lady Gaga. I love the shit out of
That's
her.
That's cool.
And
I respect her. I don't really listen to any of her stuff, but kudos to being such a go-getter.
Do you like Paul McCartney?
More or less. I'm more like, I have the other thing too, where like, if it's before I was born, I feel weird listening to it, because then I'm like, maybe I won't they won't appreciate that I'm listening to it.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. Especially in that song by Paul McCartney and Wings, you think people would have enough of those silly little love songs. And then he's writing one, bitching about it.
That's like the Doobie Brothers. Whoa, whoa, listen to the music.
I know. Well, if I'm hearing it, I'm obviously listening to the motherfucking music.
Yeah, he's got some songs that gets him pissed off, and we like to stick them in the vault where we never have to hear them again. But that's when you worked at a job where you had to listen to like a radio station all day.
That is true. What was the last Steve Martin movie you watched?
This is embarrassing, but I think it was Cheaper by the Dozen, too.
But is that any good?
I don't know. Like in my defense, I was taking care of a mentally retarded person at the
time.
So I wasn't focused on the movie.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
You can't focus on a movie while you're taking care of yourself? Just kidding.
I handed you that.
I know. I was going to let it fly, but then I thought, I can't.
I would have done it to you and then felt terrible.
Exactly.
So it's good that you do it to me, because I feel good for both of us now.
I thought you were going to say, because I always feel terrible anyway.
It was actually, no, I took care of retarded people for, I know it's not the right word, but it's what their diagnosis was.
You took care of them, so you can use that, right?
Yeah,
Isn't that the way it goes?
Exactly. If you're a caregiver for a retarded person, you can call them retarded.
Yeah.
It was crazy. They were violent.
Really?
Like I had this dude who used to...
Older or younger?
Both older. And I had like the two most violent people at this company. And one was this chick who was like crazy about having babies. But she was on probation because she just wanted to have a baby, just because babies look cute. And we knew she didn't want to like take care of it because she'd gotten a cat. Just because it was going to have kittens, because she wanted kittens because they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they wanted anything, she just put them in the closet and they died.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, she shouldn't have kids.
No. So I have to take care of her, and she like knows my sperm work. So I'm like scared
what?
To be around. Yeah. It's more of that rape fear thing. I'm like utterly scared around her. And then I had to take care of this guy who had a cerebral palsy. And,
uh-oh.
cerebral palsy, and it was he had like a stroke in the womb. So he was bipolar, and he would have these huge mood swings where like he would like things would be fine, and we're doing puzzles and coloring, and then he would just try to hit the shit out of you for no reason because like you took the red crayon and he wanted it or shit like that.
Whoa!
And it's funny as crap because when he would escalate his behaviors, he'd start by slapping himself. And there's a dude here in town named Lonnie Bruin who has a bit where he hits himself. And Lonnie has palsy.
He hits himself hard, too.
He has the same – like, I have flashbacks when I see it. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Somebody – like, listen, we need to find the Elmo doll. Everyone get in the position – like, the defense – because you can't hit or anything, obviously.
Right.
Can't hit, but you can, like, deflect blows, but you have to be defensive. Sure. And so it's weird.
Right.
And then, you know, they probably don't really hold back, like, any other strength.
No,
either.
They don't. And they have retard strength. So it's like, like they get 7 dice. It's crazy. It's
So is that your current job or that was a while back?
That was a while back. Okay. I'm missing 3 vertebrae and it started to get scary after a while. Because if a retarded dude hits you in a way that cripples you for the first time, he's not going to be like, oh shit. He's going to keep going.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be living here too.
Yeah, exactly. So were you selling cars still doing
that? I'm still doing
that. Okay, cool. Because I had heard another local comedian, I listened to their podcast all the time, Jim Willig was selling cars and then
he was selling it a big boy car.
Is that a short in the mic?
Maybe.
Or?
I don't know. I'm scared. I mess everything up.
It's okay.
No, he was working at a big boy car lot.
Huh.
Does that work? Hey, as long as it's like my headphones.
Yeah. We'll just tell the listeners that it's their headphones that are shorting now. So you guys weren't working at the same place?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He worked at a real one. I work at like this little like
a parking lot.
Pretty much.
With 7 cars.
No, we have like 20, but yeah.
Yeah, for Portland, 20 might as well be 7, right? All right, well, that's cool.
What kind of cars are they?
Used cars. Everything's under about, like, $6,000. So it's like, it's weird because, like, there's nothing terribly wrong. I'll just grow to hate some of the cars in time. Like, I'm like, I hate this Windstar because I always have to vacuum it out. Fuck it. Like, it turns on. It's got all the features, but fuck it because I have to vacuum it out.
And nobody's buying Windstars these days?
No, especially as angry as I get when they get to the Windstar. I'm just like, and here's this piece of shit.
You know how many times I've vacuumed this fucking thing?
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of it. Would you please buy it? And they're like,
no, we'll be back later.
We're going to go to another place and check prices.
Yeah.
That guy's making me fucking nervous.
That's why I get stoned at work, so I don't have any of that anger.
Did they let you do that? Or
Is that inside the Windstar?
No. Although I did just yesterday for the first time, or not yesterday, but Friday for the first time in my life, figure out you can blow smoke into a vacuum cleaner, and it just sucks it right in. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like smoke in high school or anything, so I didn't know you could. And,
but it will blow a little bit out the filter.
Yeah, but it's like an industrial one, so it's got to go through so much dust
dirt,
and shit. Yeah. So they left me alone in the car lot, and they've told me like I should show up high because they were like, you're a mess when you're sober. You're not confident. You hate yourself. When you're stoned, you at least forget all that and get distracted. It's
right.
Night.
Yeah.
So they left me alone. I was like, well, I still have some weed left. And then I was like, oh shit, I gotta do something with this. I can't just leave it blowing. Vacuum. It was like,
yep.
Most people did that at 16. I did that at 28.
Yeah.
So.
Well, some people are slow starters.
I don't think
starters.
I've ever done that method.
Well, have you ever had to hide it from people when you're, as an adult? No.
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 Well, I only started smoking when I was 18.
Oh, you were a late bloomer too.
Yeah. You're the first person I got it from.
Nice. That's good to know.
Yep.
First, man. That's and you're not hooked on heroin right now.
I know, I'm not.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's because you haven't given him heroin.
So that's been 20 years and you haven't gatewayed out.
I haven't.
All right, cool. Did you dabble in heroin or coke, crank?
Done any crazy drugs?
I've done, crank a handful of times, but I never enjoyed the come down.
I did a handful of crank one time.
Really?
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's like...
Yeah. I don't know. I did some acid and shrooms back in the day, but it's been quite a while.
I
want
to do that, but I'm afraid I'm too old to have a good time.
Really?
I might, but I'm just a little bit scared.
I was never really big into acid anyway. I always had some bad times.
There's like a whole category, like a whole plethora of drugs.
He keeps bumping it. We're going to give him another... Well, we're almost done here, so we'll just... We'll just let you mess with your cord until it starts working again.
Here we go.
And then we'll say, give him that one.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. There's just drugs that scare me. That's
all
I want.
Drugs that scare him. Here, take this one.
All right.
All right.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been Monday's episode. We thank you guys for listening. We thank Pat Perkins for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting me on that show last night that we did at the Ash Street Theater. That was
fun.
Thank
you for coming. I imagine it will be. And can I say when next month's show
is? Sure, you can. Plug anything you got.
All right, sweet. Next month on the, I believe it's the 28th at the same place, the Ash Street Saloon, I'll be putting on Down and Dirty. For those of you who missed it last night, Terry was in it. Down and Dirty is a dark comedy showcase I host here in Portland. It's just what the name implies. Like, it's not complicated. It's pretty, I smoke pot, so it's not
in the dark.
Yes. There's everyone. It's a lot like an orgy. Everyone, nobody knows what's going on or why they're there, but they're there. It's fun. next month I'll have Chris Smith, who's actually a comic from Philadelphia, is going to be in town and get a headline for us, so that'll be pretty cool. Also, a couple Jen Seaman from up in Seattle.
Seaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of local people. I always forget who. Big Jim, actually, who you just mentioned.
Cool.
Yeah, he's going to be there too. And
Big Jim.
Yeah.
Big Jim.
Matthew Edward, or Edward, that's the other guy.
Awesome. And you don't got any other shows coming up within the next month or so?
Nothing. If anyone wants me, you can contact me via Facebook. I'm the Patrick Perkins. That's feckless. F-E-C-K-L-E-E-S. That means lacking ambition or morals.
No. Ah. Whenever I saw feckless, I always think of Feck from that movie River's Edge. You ever seen Dennis Hopper? Keanu Reeves. That's a good movie. You should watch it sometime.
What about Freckleless?
That's me. I have no freckles.
That's just my left ass cheek.
No.
That's just my left ass cheek.
Prove it. He's proving it right now. Oh, put that thing away. Jesus, that's gross.
I'll get that checked out.
You guys stick around after the show. We'll have a full list of plugs of metal and rock shows and a bunch of comedy shows coming up. I'll be doing some next weekend at the Sam Bonds Garage. And at the end of August, I'll be at the Baghdad Theater, but that will all be included in the information you got.
Yeah, Baghdad on the 14th with Tristan Spillman. He'll also be at my show. Damn it, that was rude of me.
See, isn't it good that I reminded
you? Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for having
me,
too.
Are you guys going to the Middle East?
No, it's the Baghdad Theater off of Hawthorne and something.
37th, I think.
Not Baghdad over in...
Not Baghdad.
No. We're not Arabian Nights like Arabian...
Man, I didn't know
you guys
sing.
Were on the USO tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of musical comedy in my act.
You should sing more. I just decided.
No, I should. I had a music teacher tell me I can't sing.
Oh.
I told me, like, she was my choir director at
That's
church.
That's rude.
And I take the class, and she's like, listen, some people can sing, not you.
I was also deterred from singing in choir. Well, not choir, but
bastards.
I know. Who are they?
Fuck you, Mrs. McKinnon.
That's right. And you too, Mrs. Wooten
and
Wooters,
Mr. Butler,
whatever your fucking name was, bitch. All right, you guys, tune back in on Wednesday. We'll have more shenanigans, and thanks for listening. Rock on and
metal
up your asses. You got another ring. Hey, all you taggots, listen up. I'm going to tell you what's going on. You're going to go do it, all right? That's just how it is. June 28th, it's a Friday. Me, Terry Guile, will be doing a solo acoustic show at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. That's on 8th. And also playing as Tripwire Project, Milepost, and about three other local acts. It's going to be an all-night show. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an expensive amount. I don't know why it's so much, but it's $10. If you want to go, you can. I encourage you to go. I'll be playing there. June 28th, also, if you're in the Portland area, Friday night, Slayer Tribute Band Live Undead is at the Ash Street Saloon with Cohen and Raptor, 9 p.m. show, $10 at the door, 21 and over. June 30th, it's MDC, a punk band which I opened for one time with a band, me and Dustin, believe it or not. They're playing with Verbal Abuse at the Ash Street Saloon, another $10 show. Starts at 8 o'clock, 21 and over. And if you're in Eugene that night, that's a Sunday, June 30th, come down to Sam Bond's Garage. We've got a clean comedy show, Bleepin' Funny, with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. I will be there with Max Brockman and a few other local comedians telling jokes with no F-words. So come out and check that out. July 13th, the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's 30-pound test with In Her Memory and special guests. It's a free show. Dave Wilson's birthday bash. So go out to that for Willamette Valley local music scenes party, July 13th. It's a Saturday night. July 18th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins, but still Greg Ginn, Black Flag, classic shit. With Good For You and Piggy, Hawthorne Theater, July 18th. Also at Hawthorne, July 20th, it's 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. What else we got here? The first band I ever saw live in my life, Blue Oyster Cult, still touring. They'll be at the Benton County Fairgrounds in Corvallis, August 2nd. Doug Benson's coming to Salem on the 8th of August, the Grand Theater. I think there's only 450 seats in that place, so it probably will sell out. Get your tickets. Check it out online. I've got the Summer Slaughter Tour coming to the Roseland Theater on August 20th with Dillinger Escape Plan, Animals as Leaders, Norma Jean, Cattle Decapitation, and a bunch of other bands that go... so go check that out. Melvins and Honky will be playing at the Wonder Ballroom that night, August 20th. If you're not into whatever that is, metalcore, go see the Melvins. Those guys
Honky's
are kick-ass.
I've seen those guys.
Yeah, Honky's good. August 24th, the day before my birthday, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up there in George, Washington. Great to see Black Sabbath back together, putting out an album and doing a tour. August 29th, Gary Newman at the Wow Hall in Eugene. Yeah, he's still doing stuff. That's weird. A couple other metal shows coming soon to Portland in October. We got Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater, October 11th. And 2 days after that, on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill. So if you need some metal, check out the Hawthorne Theater. They got a bunch of cool metal shows coming up. They also do comedy there. I think Ian Carmel has a show coming up soon there. I don't have the date with me, but... that's what's going on. You guys should go out and do something fun. Don't just sit around the house all the time because that makes you a loser. If you do sit around, though, make sure you listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Check us out on iTunes. Write us a review. All that good stuff. Thanks for listening, and that's it. See you guys later.